Okay. Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Wang, and this is Master Live, our first session. Before the class gets started, let's have a prayer. Father, we want to thank you for the brothers and sisters who are get themselves involved in Master Live discipleship training. We pray for your provision and your blessing upon this class, that everyone who's in the class will be blessed and trained through this 6 month period, will come out a better person, better Christian, better disciples. And I want to give you glory and thanks in advance. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Master Live. Let me do an introduction now. Our class will always start on time and ends over time. this is introduction. Welcome to Master Life. This is a training program. Okay, make sure you know this is a training program. This is a 6 month intensive training program, not a lecture series. If you come here expecting to listen to lectures, you are in the wrong place. This is a training program. You will get some hands-on experience. You will follow Jesus and live a Christ-centered life. This is the purpose of the whole discipleship training, to follow Jesus and live a Christ-centered life. You will do weekly assignments. You cannot skip your assignments. Therefore, you're going to need your book. You will read the Bible daily, five days a week, actually. Okay. And you will be faithful to your church in attendance and the stewardship. Okay. These are the Christian basics. You need to master the basics. And you will be held accountable by your group members. Have you divided into small groups already? No. Did you receive my email? Okay. You need to do it today. And you will dedicate yourself to Christ, CBCWLA, and your Master Life small group. That's your Lord, your church, and your people. So you need to make such dedication. If that's your intention, you're in the right place. You will become a discipler of others. At the end of the class, if God gives you opportunity, you will disciple other people. And that's the whole purpose. You will be a discipler of others. Are you in the right program?
Yeah.
All right. Like I take flights, go get on the airplane, and they always remind us, are you in the right airplane? Yeah. Are you in the right program? Okay. If you are sure, this is for you. Discipleship. What's discipleship? A disciple of Christ is a person who follows Jesus. This is a very simple definition, but a very powerful, very true definition. A person with his heart and soul, he wants to follow Jesus. And that's a disciple, and that's the purpose of discipleship. Okay. Or another definition, a disciple of Christ is a person who makes Christ the Lord of his or her life. He's the master. He's the Lord. He rules over your life. If that's your intention, and this is the right program for you. This is for discipleship. And understanding Christian discipleship, I need to make some explanation. Make sure we understand what is Christian discipleship. This is what we are doing. Christian discipleship is developing a personal, lifelong, obedient relationship with Jesus Christ in which he transforms your character into Christ-likeness, changes your values into kingdom values, and involves you in his mission in home, the church, and the world. I know that's a long sentence, so I break it down for you. Christian discipleship is developing a relationship, all right, a relationship with Christ. And that's a personal, lifelong, not just 6 months, lifelong, obedient. Emphasize on the obedient relationship. That will allow Christ transforms your character into Christ-likeness. If you want to be like Jesus, if that's your heart's desire, then you should be in the Christian discipleship. And it will change your value into kingdom value, God's kingdom. Not the world value, but the kingdom value. And it will involve you in his mission in the home, the church, and the world. And this is Christian discipleship. This is what we are going to do for 6 months. And this particular process we call the Master Life Discipleship process is developed by every Willis, a missionary to Indonesia, and then came back to serve in the International Mission Board as Southern Baptist Agency. And this process, Master Life, many people have gone through it, and it's a very good, very useful process. Master Life is a sequential developmental discipling process to help Christians master life by developing personal, lifelong, obedient relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's pay attention to it, to this sentence again. It's a process. Okay? It's a process. So you are in for 6 months and there's no way out. Make sure you understand that. Yeah. 6 months. It's a process. Okay. It's a sequential process. You'll go step by step. Even if you are a veteran Christian, you're going to be treated as a new Christian, no matter how many years you believe being a believer. Even if you are a veteran Christian, from the beginning of book 1 to the end of book 4, step by step, it's a sequential process. It's a developmental process. You will develop Christian characters and form spiritual habits along the way. Okay, this is what we're going to do. And this is a Master Life process. It's a discipling process. You will follow orders. Okay. You really don't have much freedom in this discipleship training. You will be held accountable and learn endurance. You have to endure. Okay, let's talk about the six elements of Master Life. Endurance. You have to endure my English for 6 months. Okay. If you don't like it, go to the afternoon class. All right, six elements of Master Life. First is daily activity. Do you all have the book? You have all books? Okay. Let me show you. On page 11 of book 1, day 1, the first priority. Each week we have 5 days, day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, and day 5. These are the daily activities. You have to do it each day, 5 days a week. Okay. You cannot skip them. You have to complete them faithfully. These activities in your member books lead you into a closer walk with Christ. Doing this activity daily is important. You cannot ignore them, and then you find, it's a Saturday evening. I haven't done any. Let me spend 2 hours, finish all 5 days in one night. No, you cannot do it yet. You have to do it every day. You have to do your weekly assignments. Let me show what weekly assignments is on page 10. Week one, spend time with the master. The whole page is your weekly assignment. Later on, I'll explain in detail how are we going to use this. In this assignment, you have a lot of activities. The class, the training requires you to do. Okay. In my walk with the master this week, are real life experiences that will change your life. So you have to do this for 6 months. The number three element will be your leader, and for now that's me. I'll be your pastor and your drill sergeant. I will dedicate myself to you. I'll dedicate myself to the master life for the rest of the year. This will be the number one priority in my book for the year. I'll pray for you. I'll try to remember all of your names and pray for you, but I'll be very strict. I won't tolerate sloppiness, so you need to be prepared mentally. This is my information. I'll be available to you. When you see me in church, want to talk to me, I'll be available, or call me at this number, 310-592-1821, or send me email, and this is my email address. So contact me anytime. And we do have a class captain, and that's Yixuan. Yixuan will be your class captain. And don't just cheer her, you will obey her. You're going to obey her order for 6 months. And each small group, you're going to form small groups today. Each small group will elect a team captain. Okay. All right. Weekly sessions. This is your weekly session. You'll be faithful in attending the weekly group session. Each group session is split into general session, that is what we're doing now, but later on we'll split into small groups. You're going to have your small group time. So this general session, we're going to have about 40 minutes, then you will have your small group time, that's about 20 to 30 minutes. I or Pastor Rob will lead a general session, and the team leader will lead a small group session. This is number four element, and the number five element is Christ Himself. Christ Himself is the discipler, and you become His disciple. Why we put Christ at number five, not number one? Here's the reason. He works through each of the previous four elements, okay? The daily activity, the weekly assignments, the leader, and the weekly sessions. Through these four elements, and use them to support you. If any element is omitted, the discipling process will not be effective. So you have to be faithful in all the elements. Then the last, but not least, is the body of Christ, your church. Your church, CBC WLA, is vital for complete discipleship to take place. You depend on your church for worship, fellowship, strength, and ministry opportunities. And without the church, you lack the support you need to grow in Christ. So these are the four elements of master life. Bear in mind, six elements. We do have a covenant. Later on, you're going to sign it in your small group. First, let me go through the covenant. This is very important in this master life training. To participate in master life, you are asked to dedicate yourself to God and to your master life group by making the following commitments. very high commitments. I hope you are mentally and spiritually prepared. And if you are not currently be able to do everything listed, but by signing this covenant, you pledge to adopt this practice as you progress through the study, you at least have to be willing to do this. As a disciple of Jesus, I commit myself to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord of my life each day. That's the center of our Master Life discipleship, to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Pledge your allegiance to Him. Attend all weekly sessions unless providentially hindered. That means unless it's a work of God preventing you from attending the Master Life class, like you, there's a tornado or a rapture happened on your way to church, you have to attend all the Master Life sessions. I do give you some allowance there. I know 6 months is a long time. If you have some personal engagement, you'll be absent for one time, two times, three times, four times. Four times is the maximum. If you during this half year, you're absent more than four times, you are officially removed from the class. So be prepared. This is important. It's important for you to attend the class. Okay. Spend time each day as needed to complete all assignments. In your book, say spend 20 to 30 minutes. That's a lie. You're going to spend more time than 20 to 30 minutes. Have a daily quiet time. You're going to turn in your Bible reading program today. And keep a daily master communication guide about the way God speaks to me and I speak to Him. Where's the master communication guide? It's on the side of the page on each day, like page 14. On the side, here's the daily master communication guide. You just write down what you sense God is speaking to you today, and you write down your response to God. So try to keep up this discipline every day. Through time, you will know how to do it better. Be faithful to my church in attendance and stewardship. Love and encourage each group members. Share my faith with others. You will be an evangelist. You will share your faith. Keep in confidence anything that others share in the group sessions. Okay? Your small group, there will be your best friends. You will share something that's supposed to be confidential, and you will not tell anyone else. Submit myself to others willingly in accountability. You'll be held accountable. Become a discipler of others as God gives opportunities. Support my church financially by practicing biblical giving. You'll be a tither. You'll be a server. And pray daily for group members. This is the covenant you're going to make with your accountability small group members. You will form a small group, 5 to 6 people in a group. You're going to do it today. And in the small group, you will share with each other. You will open your heart to your group members. You will sign each other's discipleship covenant. Let me show you where is the covenant. It's on page 9. On page 9 of your book, at the bottom of the covenant, there are several lines. And your group member will sign on this line. If you have five people in your group, then you're going to have four signatures. Okay, the rest of the group will sign. And you will sign other people's covenant too. By signing it, you are making a covenant with the rest of your group. And you will be faithful to each other. In the group, you will check each other's weekly assignment and pray for each other, for each member of your group. Yeah, that's what you will do. The husband and wife situation is best not in the same group. Okay. We do have some exception. For example, the wife is pregnant. We have some exception case. But it's better they are in different groups. From experience, we know this. And today, you're supposed to submit a Bible reading reading plan. Starting tomorrow, you're going to read your Bible daily. Actually, it's 5 days a week. You will read Bible 5 days a week. You may choose any book or books in the Bible. No more than 2 chapters a day is required. You want to go beyond the requirement, you are welcome to do so, but you are required no more than 2 chapters a day. Starts from tomorrow, April 25th. Your small group will hold you accountable and submit your plan today. So before you leave this class, give your Bible reading plan to Yishen. I probably have to skip the Bible study this time. On page 8, there's a Bible study, Abiding in Christ. You're supposed to do it and share it with your small group. Okay. If today your small group has enough time, you're welcome to do this and share with them. It has instruction on this page. Just follow the instruction. Yeah. Abiding in Christ. This passage is very important to the whole training, Master Life. And memorizing sing verses. Have you received a song from me? Yes. You're supposed to receive a song from me. That's our theme song. And this verse, okay, in the Master Life discipleship program, you need to memorize several Bible verses, and this is your first verse. In book one, you need to memorize actually 7 verses. We start from Luke 9:23. This is our theme verse. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Okay? You need to commit to your memory this verse. Next week when you come back, you will be able to recite this verse from your memory. Luke 9:23. So it's a simple verse. Remember it. Okay. Let's try it again. Try it now. If anyone would come after me, then... If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So remember this verse, Luke 9:23. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Next week, you are required to remember this verse. Now I'm going to explain the disciples' cross to you. And the book one. Book 1, See, this book is called The Disciples' Cross. We actually do have a Disciples' Cross that explains the meaning. Okay, this is book one. The Disciples' Cross starts with an empty circle. The empty circle represents your life. Why it's empty? It pictures denying all of self for Christ. Remember the verse we just learned? If you want to follow Jesus, the first thing you need to do is to deny yourself. That's why the circle is empty. You cannot be a disciple of Christ if you are not willing to deny self. If this circle represents your life, Christ should fill the entire circle as you focus on Him. So the first thing, we start with an empty circle, a person who's willing to deny himself for Christ's sake. And then the next thing you know is Christ will fill your life. We have a verse for this Christ in your heart. John 15:5, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you cannot do nothing. You can do nothing. So you will let Christ to fill your life. We'll learn this through the 6 months process. We'll try our best with God's help to deny ourselves daily, take up our cross daily, and ask Christ to fill our lives. This is the center of the disciples' cross. As the center of life, we will spend time with the Master, Christ Himself. What can we do without remaining in Christ? Nothing. Christ said He is the vine, and we are the branches. The branches are part of the vine. You are part of Christ. Okay. He wants to live His life through you. That's the key. It's Christ Himself wants to live His life through you. Is this the kind of life you would like to have? If this is what you desire, then come back to this class next Sunday. If you have difficulty, so this is not really what I want now, I'm not ready for this now, then you don't have to return to the class next Sunday. But if this is what you want Christ live through you, you want to give Him the opportunity to do this, then come back next week. In addition to denying yourself, you need to take up your cross, the disciples' cross, picture the resources Christ gives us to help us to live in Him. And this is the disciples' cross. In this picture, I only put a vertical line. Upward is the prayer, and the downward is the word. I only put a vertical line. A vertical line has words on it. The vertical line represents your relationship with God, the way you communicate, and He communicates with you. You have prayer, then you have the Word of God. Let me do some explanation. Okay, the first thing you do is to spend time with the Master. Then the second thing you do is to live in the Word. And we have a Bible verse here again. John 8:31-32, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Okay, so you need to have the Word of God in you. The way to have life in Christ is to have His Word in you. Okay. You'll receive the Word in many ways, in listening to someone preaching it, by reading it, by studying it, by memorizing it. We'll do memorization, and by applying it. That's why I ask you to submit your Bible reading program. So throughout the Master Life program, you are asked to read your Bible daily, live in the Word. Making Christ the Lord means that you want to read, study, and apply the word regularly. Okay. The third aspect is to pray in faith. John 15:7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. That's a tremendous promise from Christ himself. Praying faith is an important part of life in Christ. He's the true and living God, and we believe in praying to him. If you abide in Christ, that's the prerequisite. If you abide in Christ and his word abides in you, you can ask what you want, and God will do it. That's the promise of the verse. But you have to abide in Christ, and his word abides in you. The vertical bar of the cross representing the word and prayer highlights your relationship with God, the basic ways you communicate with God, and the basic ways he communicates with you. Okay. Let's take a look at the horizontal bar now. We now have on the one side fellowship, the other side witness. That's your relationship with other people. Okay. Fellowship is your relationship with believers, and the witness is your relationship with the unbelieving world. Fellowship with the believers. John 13:34-35. Okay, all the verses I'm reading to you, you will become familiar with them throughout the class. You will try to read them more and memorize them. Okay, John 13:34-35. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. That's Christian fellowship. Jesus said a way to show that you are his disciples is to love one another. Christian fellowship. God has provided the ideal place for you to grow his church. So with other brothers and sisters, you are in fellowship and practicing loving one another. A committed Christian stays in fellowship with a local body of believers in order to grow in Christ. So we'll move to the next aspect, that's a witness to the world. The verse is John 15:8. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Christ said, you bear much fruit. This can bring glory to the Father. Bearing much fruit. That's what you do for witnessing. Jesus said, the way to show that you are his disciple is to bear much fruit. This includes witnessing. Actually, two things. One is evangelism, to bring people to Christ, and the other is your life in Christ. You will grow more to be Christ-likeness. These are our fruits. Witnessing is the natural outgrowth of living in Christ. If we live in Christ, naturally we want to be his witness. We want to tell other people about Jesus. If you are spending time with the Master, living daily in the Word, praying in faith, and fellowshipping with God's people, you naturally share with others the Christ who lives in your heart. That's very logical, right? And this is a fuller version of Disciples' Cross. And outgrowing from the relationship is ministry. We have four ministries. The upward ministry, growing out of from prayer, is the ministry of worship and intercession, to worship God, to pray for other people, for yourself. The downward the ministry is the ministry of teaching and preaching. Okay, because you live in God's word, you are able to teach His word or preach His word. And this aspect in our church, we do a lot in a wide range. Even our brothers and sisters, they can go up to the pulpit and preach the word of God. In Sunday school classes, they can stand up and teach the word of God. And from fellowship grows the ministry of nurture. That is through Christian fellowship, you love one another, you nurture, you help each other to grow, you care for each one. And from witness grows the ministry of evangelism. You will be an evangelist, you will bring people to Christ through your ministry, people will be saved. And this is a nice cross, not the one I draw. I got this one from internet. You're going to see this picture more. It's also in your book. By the time you finish book one, you will be able to, from your memory, to present disciples' cross to other people. Okay. Right? Notice at the right corner, okay, the lower part of right corner, there are six things I just mentioned. The first one is to spend time with the Master. Two, live in the world. Three, pray in faith. Four, fellowship with believers. Five, witness to the world. And the last, minister to others. We haven't mentioned minister to others yet. We'll mention it later on. Next week's assignment, I'm finishing up here. I want you to know what's your next week's assignment. Let me see. Does everyone have a book?
Yes.
Make sure you have a book. Okay. Now, turn your book to page 10 now. On page 10 says, week 1, spend time with the Master. This is your weekly assignment. Okay. This week's goal, you will evaluate your relationship, discipleship, and will focus on Christ as the center of your life. And my walk with the Master this week. Okay. These are the things you're going to do. Okay. Remember, we just mentioned six aspects. The first one is spend time with the Master. And at the beginning of the sentence, there's a diamond. You see, there's a little diamond there. And after diamond says, tell how to have a daily quiet time and begin to have one regularly. That means you're going to have a quiet time plan. Say, I'm going to have a quiet time 7 o'clock in the morning each day, and I'm going to spend 15, 20, whatever, with Christ. I'll read my Bible one chapter a day, and that's your plan. If you do have a plan and you start to practice it, you draw a vertical line through the diamond, a small vertical line. And next week, when you meet in small group time, another person will check your homework. And if you did your assignment, he will draw a horizontal line over the vertical line to form a cross. Okay. You will do this for 6 months. Okay. All right, the next item, live in the Word. Read your Bible every day. Write what God says to you and what you say to God. That's the Master Communication Guide. A daily Master Communication Guide. I just show you that already. Yeah. And memorize John 15:5. Okay, so that's the one verse you need to memorize in addition to Luke 9:23 this week. Review Luke 9:23, which you memorize in the introductory group session. We just go through it, but actually you haven't memorized it yet. Pray in faith. Pray for each member of your Master Life group by name at least twice this week. I reduce that to your Master Life small group. That's only 5 or 6 people a group. It's hard for you to pray for 30 people. But if you just pray for 4 or 5 people, you can do it. Find a prayer partner with whom you will pray each week. But if we have this small group, this is optional. If you still want to have a prayer partner, that's fine. You can do so. Otherwise, the whole group will be your prayer partners. Okay. Use the world awareness map to pray for people throughout the world. Where's the map? That's at the end of on my book. That's page 137. At the bottom of your book, there's a map. Okay. World awareness map. Showing the evangelism situation. Get yourself familiar with the map and start to pray for the whole world to be evangelized. So let's pray over this map. And the next item is a fellowship with believers. Get better acquainted with a group member. So get to know your small group members first. Okay. The next item, witness to the world. Demonstrate how others know that you are a Christian. You may maybe in this week you meet your neighbor or your classmate, maybe just simply some simple actions and simple words, they know you are a Christian. Nothing very difficult at this level yet. Okay. Minister to others, explain the center of the disciples' cross. So we will learn the disciples' cross step by step. You start from the center. What's the empty circle mean, and why God is in the center? So you need to explain this. So this is your weekly assignment, and you will do this. And you will do the daily activity, day one, day two, day three, day five. Okay. Okay. Let me, small group time. Each group find a place for the small group time. Spend about 30 minutes. I know our space is very limited. I imagine some of you have to stay in this room. If you prefer to find some other place, you are welcome to do so. So you discuss. Well, actually, yeah, you need to find your group members now. Okay, so you use this time to form your group. Okay. Someone you're going to share with them your personal things. Your struggle, your triumph in Christ, you're going to do that for 6 months. You will pray for each other. So take time to form your group. And you will elect a team leader out of the 5 or 6 people. One will be in charge. So each Sunday, he or she will call the group. Oh, come here, we are here. We're going to have a group time. And, okay. Complete the autobiography worksheet on page 7. Okay, again, in your book, this is what you're going to do today. On page 7, there's an autobiography worksheet. You're going to do that one and share with your group members. You will discuss. There are 3 questions. You will discuss question 2, and for question 1 and question 3, let members answer them voluntarily. If they feel like to say something about it, that's good. If they don't want to say anything about question 1 and 3, and that's fine too. But you will discuss question 2. Discuss abiding in Christ phase 3. I imagine today you will need more time to finish this, and you will close each session by a short time of prayer. You will pray for each other, or someone will lead a prayer in your group. Basically, this is what you will do for the next 6 months. You still think you are in the right place?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Pastor Rob. I really appreciate that.